Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Shoe Dog, a memoir by the creator of Nike, chronicles the improbable rise of a small, scrappy idea into one of the most influential brands in modern business. While the author credit you provided differs from the widely known attribution of this memoir, the book itself is publicly recognized as the origin story behind Nike and the people who built it from the ground up. Set against the backdrop of the 1960s through Nike's breakthrough years, it follows a young entrepreneur who starts by importing running shoes, then assembles a team of dedicated, unconventional colleagues, and ultimately battles cash flow crises, skeptical banks, fierce competitors, and legal pressure. More than a corporate success tale, the narrative focuses on uncertainty, risk, and the emotional cost of ambition. Readers get a grounded view of how brand, product, and culture emerge through countless small decisions, hard conversations, and relentless iteration. The result is a candid business memoir that reads like an adventure story about persistence and belief. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting with a hunch and learning by doing. A central theme is how Nike began not as a polished master plan, but as a hunch pursued with commitment and constant learning. The early venture is portrayed as a mix of curiosity, personal passion for sport, and a willingness to take risks before there is clear proof of success. Instead of waiting for perfect conditions, the founder tests the market, builds relationships with suppliers, and sells shoes directly to runners, gaining feedback that shapes product decisions. This approach highlights a practical lesson for entrepreneurs and creators. Progress often comes from motion, not certainty. The book emphasizes how early mistakes, awkward negotiations, and improvisation are not signs of failure, but the raw material of competence. You see how growth depends on small experiments, quick adjustments, and the ability to keep moving when outcomes are ambiguous. The narrative also shows that belief must be paired with discipline, because the early stage requires juggling money, inventory, and credibility all at once. In a broader sense, the topic demonstrates how major companies can originate from personal drive and humble beginnings, with a mindset that treats every obstacle as information and every sale as a chance to refine the offering. Secondly, cash flow pressure and the reality behind rapid growth. The memoir repeatedly returns to a defining operational challenge. Growth can be financially dangerous. As demand increases, the company must buy more inventory, expand logistics, and support a widening sales effort, often long before revenue arrives in a comfortable, predictable way. This creates a cycle where success amplifies risk, especially when financing options are limited or when lenders do not understand the business model. The book illustrates how founders can feel trapped between the need to seize momentum and the fear that one missed shipment, delay payment, or tightened credit line could collapse everything. This topic is valuable because it reframes growth from a purely celebratory milestone into a complex management problem. It also shows how relationships with banks, accountants, and advisors become strategic, not just administrative. Decision-making in this environment is portrayed as relentless triage, which bills to pay first, how to negotiate better terms, when to gamble on a larger order, and how to keep the team motivated while uncertainty remains high. The underlying takeaway is that operational excellence and financial literacy are not optional for visionary companies. The brand's later cultural dominance is built on countless tense weeks of practical survival. Thirdly, building a team culture that can withstand chaos. Another important topic is how the company's identity is shaped by the people who join early and the culture they form under pressure. The book portrays a group of colleagues whose strengths are complementary: sales energy, product obsession, operational rigor, and an unusual sense of camaraderie. Rather than presenting a neat hierarchy, the story emphasizes trust, shared mission, and the freedom to challenge norms. This environment helps the company move fast, adapt, and compete against much larger rivals. The topic highlights that culture is not a slogan created after success, it is forged in the daily grind of problem-solving, disagreement, and mutual dependence. The memoir also suggests that hiring is destiny. Bringing in people who care deeply, tolerate uncertainty, and contribute distinct skills becomes the difference between a temporary hustle and a durable organization. Readers can also observe how leadership evolves. Delegating becomes necessary, conflict becomes unavoidable, and communication becomes more critical as the team grows. The narrative frames loyalty as both emotional and strategic, because when the business faces lawsuits, supply shocks, and financial strain, commitment holds the organization together. In short, the book treats culture as an operating system that must function under stress, not just when times are easy. Fourthly, product, brand, and the athlete connection. The memoir emphasizes that the company's breakthrough is tied to an intense focus on the athlete experience, combining product innovation with a brand that feels personal and aspirational. The story shows how credibility in sports is earned through relationships with runners, coaches, and emerging athletes, and through an obsession with what improves performance. Product choices are not presented as abstract features, but as responses to real needs: durability, traction, weight, and fit. At the same time, the narrative underscores that a strong brand is built by storytelling, symbolism, and consistency, not just advertising spend. Early marketing decisions, sponsorships, and the creation of an identity are portrayed as strategic bets that can either elevate the company or expose it to ridicule. This topic helps readers see branding as a long-term commitment to meaning. The brand grows because it signals belonging to a certain mindset: competitive, rebellious, and forward-looking. The book also illustrates tension between authenticity and commercial ambition, a tension common to many creative businesses. The takeaway is that products and brand must reinforce each other. When the product delivers and the brand resonates, customers become advocates, athletes become partners, and the company gains momentum that competitors struggle to match. Lastly, competition, legal battles, and the cost of independence. A final major topic is the constant external pressure that comes from competitors, partners, and legal realities. As the business grows, it faces threats that go beyond selling more shoes, disputes with suppliers, challenges from established rivals, and legal fights that can drain time and money. The memoir treats these conflicts as defining moments that force the company to clarify its identity and protect its future. Independence has a price, and the book illustrates how hard it is to secure control over manufacturing, distribution, and intellectual property when larger players have more leverage. This topic also highlights the psychological toll of building a company in a hostile environment, where each step forward triggers new scrutiny. The story suggests that resilience is not just motivational language, but a repeated choice to endure uncertainty, negotiate under pressure, and continue making decisions even when information is incomplete. Readers also see how strategy shifts as threats evolve, strengthening legal defenses, diversifying options, and building internal capabilities that reduce reliance on any single partner. Ultimately, the topic shows that success attracts friction. The company's eventual stability is portrayed as something earned through confrontation, persistence, and a willingness to fight for the right to exist on its own terms. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, founders, product builders, marketers, athletes, and anyone curious about what it really takes to create a lasting brand from nothing. It will also appeal to readers who enjoy memoirs that reveal the messy human side of business: doubt, fear, loyalty, and the long stretches where progress is invisible. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and personal. Practically, it clarifies that execution, financing, hiring, and operations matter as much as vision, and it shows how small decisions compound into momentum. Personally, it normalizes uncertainty and reframes setbacks as part of the path, which can help readers persevere through their own career risks or creative projects. Compared to many business books that present tidy frameworks, this memoir stands out because it is a lived narrative with stakes, mistakes, and consequences, making the lessons easier to remember and apply. It also offers a rare behind-the-scenes view of how product obsession, athlete relationships, and brand meaning intertwine over decades. For readers weighing similar titles, it is worth buying because it combines inspiration with concrete realities, the thrill of possibility alongside the discipline and endurance required to survive. If you would like to support Norbert Leo Butz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.